Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
The USDA's prospective plantings report had fewer potential corn acres than expected, but what will farmers really plant? Gary Crawford for the USDA has more.
Farmers and grain traders were using various words the other day to describe their reactions to USDA's prospective plantings report. Some of those words we can't put on the air, but the word USDA chief economist Seth Meyer used was
wow.
Wow. According to what farmers reported to USDA, they intended to plant only 89.5 million acres of corn, down 4% from last year. Most analysts were expecting maybe 92 million corn acres. And for soybeans, just the opposite situation.
We had more than about 1 million acres more than the highest guess for beans.
Farmers reported plans to put in a record 91 million acres of soybeans. It would only be the third time bean acres would outnumber corn in the U.S. Of course, a lot of factors go into a farmer's decision on how much of what crops to plant. Seth Meyer says farmers have been getting good prices for both commodities, beans and corn. But in deciding what to plant, it's
not just the receipt side, but the cost side coming into play.
And with fertilizer supplies tight, prices high, it's costing quite a bit more to put in an acre of corn compared to beans. However, don't carve the numbers in that prospective plantings report in stone just yet. Lance Honig with USDA's Statistics Service, that's the group that conducted the farmer survey, he says first, farmers were surveyed for their planting plans way back in the first part of March, so things could have changed since then. Secondly, as far as the numbers in the USDA report,
these are intentions. You know, obviously the goal is to determine how many acres are going to be planted this year, but when you're still, you know, in many cases a good month away from even getting into the field, there's a lot of factors that can change between now and when those crops get into the ground. So we know from looking back over time that there are some changes that occur, and in fact, this very report can be one of the tools that producers use to change from what their intentions are to what they actually plant. And obviously what the market does is going to have a big impact on those decisions as well.
Oh, yes, and those markets did react to the report with futures prices going up predictably for corn, down for soybeans. And Seth Meyer says obviously that's sending a signal from the market that it needs more corn and is willing maybe to bid up the price to get it.
So we'll see if the market bids up enough to change this as we go into the next several weeks and folks actually have to put a seed in the ground.
And Seth Meyer says, of course, there's still time for some farmers at least to shift acres around, putting in more corn, but higher production costs for corn may still limit that shift.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.